This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And we want to welcome KKVV AM 1060 in Las Vegas, Nevada, to the family tonight. We want to welcome AM 580 in Lubbock, Texas, to the family. And we want to welcome WBCF AM 1240 and FM 97.1 in Florence, Alabama, to the family. Thank you very much for carrying the program. And fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be fun. And by the way, special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all the people who are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and those construction workers, too, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling. And that includes our bulk mail centers and our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail that you're going to get delivered to you today. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things that we have to offer. All righty. Here he is, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we're going to remind you about that. We're not going to let anybody let that slip under the sidewalk here. And Kyle, tonight we're going to start out talking about the border, because first of all, it's believed the president did make a statement yesterday about possibly as many as 20,000 people in one massive convoy that have put themselves all together, all migrants, all coming here from various countries. It's not just the three countries in Central America anymore. There's people from 150 countries that are being detained right now in those detention centers. You are aware of that, right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah. So it's not just the El Salvadorans, the Guatemalans, and the people from Costa Rica or wherever, you know, they were talking about. It's just not, those countries and some of the other Central American countries. But the president threatened to shut down the border if Mexico doesn't slow them down or stop them. And he also threatened to put more troops on the border to, if he had to, form a human chain along the border so that they could not get in.
That's right, Captain. And, of course, the president is concerned about a couple of different things. Number one, of course, this caravan, which appears to be about 20,000 strong. And then also the very idea that in recent days some of our soldiers were literally disarmed by Mexican authorities.
That was them. By the way, I have more information on that, and let me just get that out there right now. Those were not Mexican military. Those were, in fact, more than likely coyotes, because we just saw some more people dressed up in military garb with no patches on them drop a woman and a child off. We saw it on night vision. It was on all the television networks yesterday. Saw it on night vision. They dropped a woman off on the border. Those were coyotes armed to the teeth.
Well, essentially, the president is saying that he is going to be sending, of course, obviously, as you mentioned, more troops to the border. The president emphasized armed troops.
Uh-huh.
I think this has really got him upset, as it should be, and he's going to obviously be taking some pretty stern action. And, of course, the other thing, Captain, along with the caravan, throughout the month of March, we understand, there was more than 100,000 people that were either arrested or they were denied entry along the Mexican border.
Correct.
So this is a very large phenomenon. This is a very large operation that is going on, and the president obviously believes that it's time to take some pretty significant action on it.
Now, on the other hand, the president also announced that he has a plan to boost immigration in a sensible manner. The H-1B visas, remember those?
Right.
That allows people in from other countries with highly skilled vocations that we need. He's going to increase those to bring in the people we need to fill some of the jobs that we can't fill fast enough in the technical areas that are here in the country.
Well, exactly right. Now, this is the kind of immigration, the legal immigration, obviously, that most countries would desire. I mean, they would want to be able to have people who would be enthusiastic, want to come to the country, have something to offer, be able to become part of the society, and be able to live the American dream, in our case. But at the same time, though, you have a large groups of people who try to get into this country illegally. And in the case of the caravan, Captain, we've seen before that there are benefactors who are not only just the Mexican government perhaps helping them move through Mexico, but there are others who are providing logistical support, helping to form these caravans. You have to ask yourself why. And I think one of the principal reasons is that bringing in large groups of illegal immigrants helps to destabilize the United States, and that sometimes is the goal of some of these international players, as it were.
And by the way, the Ninth Circuit Court is signaling that they are apparently divided over the returning asylum seekers to Mexico temporarily. We're not sure where that's going to go, but right now it looks as if they can't come up with a distinctive decision one way or the other, and that's going to affect everybody along the border.
It certainly will, because this has to do with returning people temporarily to Mexico, and one of the judges is asking the question, can you at least ask them if they are they afraid to go back?
Right. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, and Kathy's going to give you the phone number to call if you've got any questions or statements you want to make. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, and this portion of the program is brought to you by a brand new social media website called Hub, H-U-B, Hub.life. That's the website, Hub.life. Now, we all know that these social media companies like Facebook and Twitter are enormous, and they've gotten way too much power to where they can actually censor you for blocking and banning, and they can silence you for standing up for innocent life, for loving God, for supporting freedom, for waving the American flag, for believing in American values. And that's just not right. And at Hub.life, they're the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency and the American way without being silenced. So stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of Facebook jail and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. You want to wave the flag, you can wave it there all day and all night. Hub, H-U-B, Hub.life. And I've got a page over there, Matt Bruce, and also the Captain's America Third Watch. You'll see it over there. And Kyle Warren is over there, too, aren't you, Kyle?
That's right, Captain. Yeah, it's getting some more friend requests and enjoying it.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to put a link up on my website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to do that. And then people can click on that link and go right over there. Well, we got just one more little section to hit on here with the border and the illegals that are in this country. The former acting ICE director under Barack Obama has called for a national operation to go and get the migrants who have overstayed their visas and are disobeying the immigration laws, hiding here in plain sight in the countries.
Well, right, and President Trump as well is looking to crack down on this particular aspect of immigration issues that we're experiencing.
Right.
In fact, Captain, back in January 2016, the Obama, and this was during the Obama administration, of course, they found in a federal survey, basically, that more than 600 foreigners that had come to this country overstayed their visas each year from 2016 to 2017. So that gives you an idea of part of the scope of this problem. And back in 2006, they estimated that about half of the 11 million undocumented immigrants had actually been simply overstayed their visas in this country. So this is a big aspect of the immigration problem.
Now, Hillary Clinton, the mouse that roared, that has not said a lot recently, came out yesterday and was quoted as saying that impeachment is not the only solution to the Mueller report revelations that are there. And she's warned the Democrats not to rush to impeachment because it could absolutely backfire on them. And I totally agree with that. It could backfire and will backfire on them because that's not what the people in the United States are looking for right now with their government, with the way things are going, with immigration, for example. But the majority of the people in the United States want them to fix the immigration problem. And it starts with that stupid asylum law.
Well, sure, and it has to do with being bipartisan and coming up with something, some kind of legislation that actually makes progress. But the Democrats, of course, they're never going to do anything, even when they literally could have had DACA on a silver platter. They wouldn't take it because they didn't want to give Trump any kind of win on the wall or anything else for that matter. But it is interesting, Captain. Hillary Clinton, again, she's using the phraseology that Mueller's report is a roadmap. You know, it's a roadmap, basically, for impeachment. She wants President Trump to be held accountable for, quote, obstructing the investigation and possibly breaking the law. So she's also out there just perpetuating this ridiculous nonsense that, A, the Mueller report shows that President Trump broke the law, and, B, that he obstructed the law, and so he obstructed the investigation in some way. So I guess nowadays a vigorous defense of yourself means obviously obstructing, and, of course, firing Jim Comey somehow is obstructing. I got to tell you, if Mueller had anything concrete, something that would be actionable, he would have either recommended it or he would have even gone so far as to say we want to indict the president, regardless of what the DOJ policy is. And it would have been explosive. But, of course, that's not what he did. But they got to make some hay out of this.
And there are some liberals that are going to jump on this, AOC, obviously, and Tlaib, and I guess Elizabeth Warren, who have all come up, and because she's the presidential candidate that's got more problems. Right now, by the way, she's probably at the bottom of the barrel when it comes to ratings and whatnot, or pretty close to it, because her campaign just is not going anywhere.
No, and this is the thing, I think, why she says more and more sort of very strange things, again, to sort of break through the noise.
She's strange to begin with, Kyle.
Well, right, but and there's so much noise in this campaign that it's so hard to break through. Whether you're Spartacus and you're gonna try to say stuff that somehow breaks through, or if you're Elizabeth Warren to kind of jump up and down and say, "Remember me, don't forget about me over here." When the people who are getting a lot of the oxygen right now, of course, is Bernie Sanders, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, maybe Joe Biden, depending on what he says later today. Perhaps he may make an announcement.
And Elijah Cummings, the House chairman of a committee that had subpoenaed one of the White House former staffers, I forget which one, who said, "No, I'm not going to honor your subpoena. I'm not coming to talk to you." And also some other information somehow or another that was subpoenaed through the system. Oh, I know what it was, the tax returns. And that was for the Ways and Means Committee, I believe, that one there. But the Internal Revenue Service has not given an answer yet, nor are they going to give the returns for President Trump to the Congressional Committee. But Elijah Cummins said that the Trump White House now stands in open defiance of a duly authorized congressional subpoena. So what?
Well,
so what?
Well, don't we have a right in this country to, I don't know, defend ourselves or to go to court? And especially if you feel that what's being done is unjust, I'm certain that the Democrats would likely have to agree with something like that. And especially since they have no problem at all standing in defiance to a duly elected president of the United States. Remember hashtag not my president, anybody?
Yeah, yeah. I wonder where that started.
No kidding. Well, exactly. And so a lot of this is so much of this is grandstanding so that they, I guess, so they keep the news cycle going. But you know, Captain, there are so many important things happening to this country, both within and without, that the Democrats want everyone to think that the only thing to be concerned with is somehow we just got to get Trump. And then we're going to bring Mueller up and we're going to bring Barr up and we're finally going
to
get him.
Well, when it comes to the Middle East, you know, Bernie Sanders has just alienated our best friend over there, and that's Israel, because he's appealing to the energized left wing, the ultra liberal faction, the socialists, the deep down dark socialists, by calling the Israeli government racist. Are you kidding me?
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's
How about looking in your own backyard?
No kidding. Yeah, exactly. That's a right wing racist government, he said. And, you know, it's, these things sound good on a campaign trail, I guess, for consumption by primary voters, I suppose. But in reality and in the long run, all it does is continue to damage and strengthen, conversely, it damages our relationship with Israel, of course, but it strengthens those who are even within this country who are opposed to Israel, and certainly those who are literally right next to Israel and want to see Israel disappear into the ocean. That's
and you know, we have a lot of pastors out there that are being very passive in the pulpit. Not all of them. A few of them are being very boisterous and very loud and very patriotic and saying, listen, our country is at stake here, and there's a movement afoot to try to just railroad our country, take it away from us, and make it into everything the Soviet Union started out to be under Lenin. And we don't want that, and we do not want that. And if we don't pay attention, it's not going to happen this time around. It's not going to happen the next time around. But if they keep chipping away, chipping away, chipping away, within the next decade, maybe a little bit less, we could very well be like Soviet Russia back in the 20s and 30s under Joe Lennon.
Well, exactly. And you know what concerns me, Captain, is when somebody like Bernie Sanders continues to use phraseology that is supposed to sound good, that is supposed to sound like it comports with traditional American principles, but yet what he really means is give me power so they can rule over you.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, and if you want to participate in the conversation, Kathy's going to give you the phone number all over again here. So, Kathy, your turn. Take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is stonewalling in the face of congressional demands for information on tax returns, Russia, and security clearances.
Well, we're fighting all the subpoenas. Look, these aren't like impartial people. The Democrats are trying to win 2020.
House Oversight Chair Elijah Cummings.
I think that what the president is doing is extremely dangerous. He's basically trying to take away the power of the Congress.
A California man has been jailed on 8 counts of attempted murder after authorities say he drove his car through a crosswalk, injuring 8 people. A 13-year-old girl remains in critical condition. The Sunnyvale Public Safety Chief said there is no evidence linking Isaiah Joel Peoples to known terrorist organizations. According to witnesses, the Tuesday crash appeared deliberate. This is USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. 1-0-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, your friendly agents at the GEICO Insurance Corporation. By the way, a local agent near you may be able to save you a lot of money, just like they did me here in my backyard in Tampa, Florida. So look them up online, GEICO, GEICO.com. You can do that from wherever you're at in the country. Find out who your local agent is if you don't already know. You can also get a quote online and see everything that you need to see. And remember, they don't just insure your car or your truck that you're driving. They insure everything else that you might own, an ATV, a motorcycle, a boat. Maybe you own a snowmobile. They can insure all of that. Plus, they can do your homeowner's insurance and your renter's insurance, too. So think about that. That's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, we're back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
By the way, how's the weather out there in California tonight?
Well, it's actually pretty nice. It was a very warm day. Looks like spring certainly was here, but we may be heading to summer sooner than we think.
Yeah, because they're already talking about get ready for May, Florida, and the south. That's when we get our 90-degree temperatures start coming in day after day after day, which is what warms the Gulf up. And then you know what happens after that?
It can get hurricanes, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want to finish off talking about because we mentioned about the pastors in the pulpit now warning people about the fact that they got to pay attention to what's going on, or we're going to lose our country here. Not right away, but it'll certainly be over the next decade. But a rabbi in New York City absolutely tore apart Ilhan Omar's comments about Jesus being a Palestinian, not Jewish. And anybody that's read the Bible or studied anything about the Middle East knows that that just isn't true. And that goes back, what, decades?
Well, sure, yeah. This is a new take on an old type of criticism or false account of who Jesus was, where he came from, this kind of thing. And the rabbi quite rightly points out that Jesus was a Jew. He lived in Judea. There was no Palestine in that sense. I think the use of the term Palestine is used to be really politically charged in light of today's political atmosphere, this kind of thing. But going in, and of course, Jesus was a Jew. He was of the house of David. This is all demonstrated in the scripture. And, but of course, Omar, I think, obviously takes issue with who Jesus is and just wants to rile people up politically. There can be no good that really comes out of this kind of thing, that she's doing. And it's very unfortunate because, it's interesting too, Captain, because even though we know Jesus was a Jew, there isn't really any description of Jesus per se in the Bible, and I think that's on purpose because Jesus came to Earth to die for all people, so you wouldn't be pigeonholed into a racial type of thing. That's a very important point, I think.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you have to be careful what you wish for because Ms. Omar and Ms. Tlaib and Ms. Ayak, they're just birds of a feather, and they're just cruising along and trying to sell the narrative of things that they're trying to change history is what they're trying to do, trying to rewrite the history books.
Well, exactly right. And, unfortunately, we've seen, criticism of Islam usually results in a very, very bad reaction. Criticism for Christians, especially, people ask...
Hey, Kyle, in light of what happened in Sri Lanka, I doubt it very seriously.
Yeah, well,
that wasn't the American Eskimos that went over there and did that.
No, of course not. But what I was just going to say was that, when Christians get questions, they usually want to answer your question and they want to help you understand why they believe what they believe.
Now, let's change gears and talk about Little Kim, because Little Kim is over there talking to Vladdy, and they're having a good time. By the way, it was reported again yesterday that North Korea's ghost ships, you familiar with what those are?
Right, right.
Those are the plane marked ships that are hauling things in plain sight, circumventing the U.S. sanctions under different flags of different countries to evade the sanctions. They're out there buying and selling goods such as coal and oil and then delivering them into North Korea.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. There are many things that are going on which unfortunately are continuing to go in the opposite direction of the amazing sort of opening up that President Trump has tried to do, along, of course, with Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, to try to open up this great dialogue with North Korea in spite of all of the bad things about North Korea, mm-hmm. and trying to make some kind of progress. And in fact, Captain, there was a story earlier today. It was based on some reports. I believe they're trying to get confirmation on it. But according to these reports, there may have been executions, at least four executions, following the failed summit on suspicion that they sold or gave information to the United States, which caused the summit to fail. So this is just another instance, another example of just how terrible this North Korean regime and Kim Jong-un really are. And that's who we're dealing with.
And Russia has launched a huge, and I mean a huge, bigger than what you saw in Red October, doomsday submarine, super sub, with threats for the United States, because this thing looks like it's going to be armed with a bunch of big-time ballistic missiles.
Yeah, this is a boomer on steroids, it looks like. And you're right, Captain. That movie, Red October, Hunt for Red October, was a wonderful movie, no doubt about it. Tom Clancy-based material. And, of course, the big issue about the Red October was that it was a first strike weapon altogether. And this was going to allow the Soviets, in the context of this story, to be able to silently approach the U.S. coast and just first strike the U.S. whenever it wanted to, gave them that capability. And they're looking at these pictures that are coming out, and they're concerned with what some of these things on the whole might be. Some interpretations are that they could be some very sophisticated thrusters that would help the sub to maintain a very precise position, which I believe would help with launch and accuracy of the missile.
Correct.
Yeah, so this is again, you see these kinds of weapons being constructed. The concept is the same, and the intent is obviously the same. They're continuing to gear up for a very, very bad outcome here, so we have to be very careful. And this goes beyond what Hillary Clinton talks about, they attacked our country with the election stuff and all this kind of thing. This is the real deal, and this is why we can't continue to weaken the American government, the American president, whomever that is, because of just these kinds of things.
Yeah. By the way, there's a report that's come out that states that nearly 100,000 undocumented students graduate every year from U.S. high schools.
Really? That's overwhelming.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yep, absolutely. Now, finally, today is the day that Joe Biden supposedly will make the announcement that he's running for president, and he's told his donors, reports have gone out, he's told his donors that money is very important and he needs whatever they can contribute to them, and he's urged his top donors and supporters to contribute heavily in the first 24 hours of his announcement as running for president.
Well, right, and those 24 hours are going to be so crucial for Joe Biden, because I think there are some concerns about not just the so-called endurance factor, but how it's going to really start playing out. I've heard several people talking about this idea of, will the Democrat Party feel comfortable having really the most likely candidates be these, for lack of a better expression, older white guys, basically, in light of just how far left the party is going. Bernie Sanders can kind of own it, more or less, because he sort of started this 4 years ago or 3 years ago, but I think the Democrat Party, and especially some of the very far left primary voters, are going to want someone different, and we'll see how that sort of pans out. Will it be somebody like a Mayor Pete, who's, I think, what's, he's in his 30s, I think, right?
So
that might factor into it a little bit, but Joe Biden, certainly the name recognition, the cachet there, but we'll see just how intense he gets.
And by the way, talking about Hub.life, Facebook has just set aside $5 billion for what they expect will be their fine to the Federal Trade Commission for violations that they have done.
$5 billion.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that builds the wall, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. All right. Well, Kyle, tells everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night, and thank you very much.
My pleasure, Captain.
All righty, folks, and this is the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and again, we want to welcome everybody aboard that's listening to us tonight in Las Vegas and Lubbock, Texas, and Florence, Alabama. We appreciate you, and we're going to be around during the middle of the night for you all night long on your radio dial. And I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun here on the radio show. So don't be a stranger. Call the show whenever you'd like. By the way, coming up next, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And we'll tell you all about the weather that's out there. There is some threatening weather coming across with some possible tornadoes in it. We'll tell you where that's at and what's going on. So don't go anywhere. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Juness has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
They can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to
gets there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Alrighty, Smokey the Bandit, the theme from it, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. And, of course, that's Jerry Reed. He probably got old Fred in the front seat there, the Basset Hound, chasing Smokey around somewhere up on a cloud right about now. And this Trucker's Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. They've got four dealerships, and they serve people from all around the United States of America. And people come to buy their vehicles, their new vehicles, and their certified pre-owned vehicles from Moss Family Automotive because of four words: you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all 911 dispatchers too, get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars off the price of a new vehicle, and you get your certified pre-owned vehicle at wholesale cost too, with lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotations, and a lifetime warranty on the engine. Now, tonight, severe thunderstorms capable of damaging winds, large hail, and a few tornadoes will be likely Thursday into Thursday night over the deep south and northern Gulf Coast. Now, these storms have moved pretty much out of Texas. However, there's some lingering activity on the eastern side of Texas right there by Beaumont, between Houston and Beaumont right now, as there is a line of severe thunderstorms right up into the northern part of Louisiana right now, along I-20, and it's all the way down to the Beaumont area, down into the Gulf of Mexico, making its way in a line across Mississippi. It'll be coming across Alabama, the panhandle of Florida, and so on. So, pay attention, because in addition to heavy rain, it could produce flash flooding in many of the low-lying areas in the areas I just mentioned. And the severe weather and heavy rain threat will shift into the middle Atlantic and southeastern U.S. come Friday, and again over the weekend as it moves up the eastern coast. Now, we do have some fog tonight in the central part of the United States, Missouri. About half of the state of Missouri is under fog. The south-central part of Illinois is under fog right now. And you do have some rain with some wind out there tonight in Idaho, going up along I-84, certainly, and I-15 going up towards Montana. So you'll have that to contend with in Idaho tonight. And again, Denver, those of you listening to us on 710 KNUS in Denver, to the west of you, up over the top, if you're headed out towards Utah, all the way from the Wyoming line on down to the New Mexico line, you've got rain showers, scattered showers in the mountains tonight, all the way over to the eastern part of Utah as we speak. You've got some showers along the Sierra Nevadas tonight in California, central California, and you've got some fog tonight down in the Phoenix area. So other than that, everything's looking pretty good, except for North Dakota, where you've got some unsettled weather up there. You've got some winds, possibility for some sort of precipitation up there as the day progresses. Don't know how much, but the big problem tonight is going to be the deep south, I-20. South, you're going to have thunderstorms, possibly some tornadoes to deal with. Right now, there are some warnings up in Louisiana. So for those of you listening to me, especially in Mississippi, keep your weather radios turned on. And for your truckers headed across east out of Texas on 20 or west out of, say, Atlanta on 20, you're probably going to drive right into it. Just like Catwoman and Road Dog did when I told them they were going to, coming down to Laredo from where they were at in Missouri. And by the way, hello, Catwoman. Hello, Road Dog. Hello to Mark the Trucker, who is down in Texas tonight loading up. He didn't tell me where he was going, but he is listening to us there. So we appreciate him and all the truckers that keep America rolling. Because people don't realize, they think that, you know, this just-in-time freight flies in on an airplane, and that's how they get it on their grocery shelves. Nope. Majority of the stuff that comes to any store that you want to name comes via truck. Comes via truck. And that's just a joke that we used to have back in the trucking days when I was had a bunch of trucks was, they talked about air freight. Yeah, air freight was one truck and a team east of the Mississippi River, guaranteed anywhere 24 hours. You want it in California? Air freight would leave Miami, and it'd be out in California within 48 hours. Sometimes less than that. Sometimes less than that. All depended on how fast the truck could go and whether or not you could run that through some of those states out there when you were sailing out through there. And by the way, the Cuban coffee for the teams that were coming out of Miami, the Cubans that used to drive that air freight, they'd take a thermos full of Cuban coffee each. That would get them all the way to California. They'd make another thermos when they got to California. That would bring them all the way back to Florida before they got much of any rest. That's the way they used to run. All right. Now, again, the Captain's America Third Watch, we're all about America here on the program for you new stations that are tuning in tonight. And we welcome people to ask or make opinions of whatever sort. I mean, it is America. That's what we do. And the other things that we do here in the program are we talk about breaking news as it happens, because we watch the news all night long to make sure that if something's going on that we're on top of it. You have to be in this business that we're in. And we also pay attention to the military news, which you'll hear coming up at the bottom of the next hour. We have two military news reports on the weekend, or during the week, and on the weekend we actually have two as well. And we try to emphasize what's going on at the bases around the country. I got a lot of information tonight for folks that you won't hear about different things that are pertaining in the military. And then we move that around with different stories about units, and I've had people send me information about this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. By the way, a Jewish group now has demanded the removal of Representative Tlaib from the committees that she sits on. And they're demanding it of the Democratic Party. Don't know where that's going to go, but telling you, ruffling the wrong feathers with their, and this is what they do. You have to understand, the leopard hasn't changed its spots. And you can't be a member of the United States Congress and start tearing down different groups. It doesn't work that way. Just doesn't work that way. So we'll see what happens, because there's a lot of money, I'm sure, that they're throwing in the face of the Democrats and saying, hey, if you don't do this, you won't get our money. And by the way, a lot of people are bolting because of this sort of thing from the Democrats and becoming independents or whatnot. And let's not forget that here on the Captain's America Third Watch, we also deal in different subjects. Like, for example, when we tell you about our sponsors that we have, and I personally am very familiar with Moss Family Automotive. In my humble opinion, they're the best automotive dealer in the country because of the You Serve, You Save program. That means all veterans and all active duty military and all first responders get preferred pricing on their brand new vehicles and wholesale prices on their certified pre-owned vehicles. They got a deal right now where we can pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Check them out. Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive. And I'll be there Saturday. Moss Family Chevrolet on North Dale Mabry in Tampa. So free food. Stop by. Take a free test drive. I'll be right back. Kathy, tell them how to reach us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.